Who's getting that donkey? That donkey, that donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, February 2nd goes to Chris and Juliana Carlo. Sodium warning. The mayonnaise is heavy on this story. Okay, FYI, I made some tuna yesterday, and I was so proud of myself because I used just enough mayonnaise. One forkful and a single can of tuna with some Old Bay seasoning, pepper, and garlic salt. Yummy. Okay, we was in business. You feel me? I mean, that one forkful of mayonnaise made the tuna the right color and everything. And that's the thing about mayonnaise. I don't dislike mayonnaise. It's just that too much of it on anything ruins whatever that thing is. Okay, you can ruin a potato salad or some tuna if you apply too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
There you go. I was waiting for it, Drummos. And that's exactly what happened last night at State Farm Arena, okay? See, it's Atlanta. We all know Atlanta is on phase 173 when it comes to reopening the city. What is COVID to Atlanta? Atlanta really might be Wakanda because they act like it's a force field covering the whole city that's keeping COVID out. But one simple look at CDC statistics will tell you otherwise, because as of Monday, 749,867 Georgians have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic started last March, and a total of 12,570 have died in connection with the virus. And 19 cases of a COVID-19 variant first discovered in the United Kingdom have been found in Georgia. Okay, so don't let the pics and videos on IG fool you. COVID is very real in Atlanta. And last night was the first night I saw folks in Georgia, folks in Atlanta, take any type of COVID-19 protocol serious, and rightfully so, because last night LeBron James was attacked by a group of thugs. Okay, I don't know if they were members of Vanilla ISIS or not, but it seemed to me that one of them took their mask off, aimed at LeBron James, and just began to curse him out for no reason, which can only be described in this climate as biological warfare. We don't know what her COVID status was or is. Maybe she's positive. Maybe she's negative. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. All I know is if they want you to wear a mask in a building, it's for a reason. And when you decide to become a maskless heckler and purposely take your mask off, Juliana Carlos, in order to talk in the direction of LeBron James, that can only be considered one thing during a pandemic: germ warfare. Now, what happened? It was late in the fourth quarter. The game had to be stopped because the devil that is Duke's mayonnaise in the form of Chris and Juliana Carlos got into it with a man who's got a Bible named after him, LeBron James. Let's listen to some of it.
We've got a lot of jawing going on the front row, and look at that. And now the security is getting involved.
And the security is actually, I mean, the referees are actually telling the security they may want to usher somebody out of the building.
They might be gone. I think this was happening also. Somebody was all over LeBron.
And they're still on LeBron. I think that's what it is.
A few minutes ago, and I know he was glaring into the seats.
Wow.
Where she's pointing like that one meme with the lady and the cat.
That is the most accurate description of this woman, okay? That is what I saw. When I saw that pale, privileged, unseasoned piece of poultry standing there with the mask dangling off her chin, pointing at LeBron, that's exactly what I thought about. That white woman pointing and screaming at that cat. Now, Juliana went on live last night to explain what happened. There's a few parts to this. Let me see what I want to hear. Let's hear the first part.
Just got kicked out of the game for talking shit to LeBron James, for talking shit to my fucking husband. This is such fucking bullshit. Listen, let me tell you. LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out, and I stood up and I go, don't fucking talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will fuck you up. And he started fighting with me. He goes, shut your mouth, dumb bitch. And I go, you shut your fucking mouth, bitch.
Whoa, number one, if a fan heckles a player can heckle back. What I want to know, Juliana, if LeBron and your husband were going back and forth, do you realize you escalated the situation if you indeed stood up and told him, talk to my husband one more time, I will F you up? Did I hear that right? Did she say that? Could you play that part, Drum?
Talk to my husband one more time and I will F you up.
Jeez.
Talk to my husband one more time, I will F you up. You were at State Farm Arena and immediately chose violence, Juliana. I will F you up as a call to arms. Okay, that right there means I need to prepare for confrontation. I need to defend myself against a potential takeover. Telling me I will F you up means I need to get ready for combat. Word to Reggie Osei, Combat Jack forever. Now, Juliana explained further. Let's listen.
So, I'm minding my own business, and Chris has been a Hawks fan forever. He's been watching the games for 10 years, whatever. He has this issue with LeBron. I don't have an issue with LeBron. I don't give a fuck about LeBron. Anyway, I'm minding my own business, drinking my wine, having fun. All of a sudden, LeBron says something to my husband, and I see this, and I go, I stand up and go, don't fucking talk to my husband. And he looks at me, and he goes, sit the fuck down, bitch. And I go, don't fucking call me a bitch. You sit the fuck down. Get the fuck out of here. And I go, don't fucking talk to my husband like that. Don't talk to my husband. And he literally was like, fuck you, bitch. Sit down, bitch. And all of a sudden, now I'm getting kicked out. Excuse me, I have courtside seats that I pay for.
See, Juliana talks too much. Because she just admitted to a targeted attack. You just said Chris doesn't like LeBron. LeBron, I'm sure, doesn't even know Chris exists. So Chris went there with the intent to wage biological warfare on LeBron. And you, Juliana, are the germ that he used to attack. Oh, this is bigger than Nino Brown, baby. In fact, there is no Brown in it. This is a great war. White Walkers versus the King. Now, Juliana, you said LeBron called you a bitch. Okay? Let's listen to that one part.
He looks at me and he goes, sit the f*** down, bitch.
She said LeBron told her to sit the F down, bitch. Okay, just like the woman on the meme arguing with the cat, you're hearing what you want to hear, Juliana. LeBron didn't tell you to sit the F down, bitch. He said to you, why you got your mask down in this bitch? Which is a damn good question, Juliana. See, fans like you are going to make it bad for everyone else. If you can't follow proper COVID protocol, then maybe, just maybe, it's too much of a risk to let fans attend the games. Just when you think you're getting back to some sense of normalcy, here goes Juliana bringing attention to her lip injections by running her mouth and doing what historically white women have done when they have interactions with big black men, playing the victim after they started the problem. That's why Emmett Till got killed. It was the catalyst for Black Wall Street getting destroyed. In the late 1800s, claims that black men, you know, had done things they didn't do on white women were frequently cited to justify their lynchings. So we don't take it lightly when you start flapping your Kylie Jenner lip kits to accuse black men of doing and saying things they didn't say, because it's a lot of generational trauma that goes along with that. Please let Chelsea Handler give Chris and Juliana Carlos the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right. Too well, thank you for that donkey.
Mayonnaise.
Let's open up the phone lines. I know we ain't got much time, so let's get right to it. 800-585-1051. When is the last time you ran into a Karen? Huh? When is the last time you had a situation with a Karen? All right? Call us up right now. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.